Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're going to talk about something very encouraging, gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure your whole week has just been overwhelmingly filled with people just going, I'm just grateful for you. You know, just thank you so much for all the help. I'm sure your local congressman or woman called you up and said, you know, I just want to let you know how grateful I am that you paid your taxes to be able to afford my own house by being here. I'm sure the president called you up to thank you for just gratefulness. And I'm sure the community is just coming in, and I'm sure the teachers in the community are calling you up going, you know, that $500-$600 you paid in your tax bill to be able to keep my salary. And you know, I'm sure that teachers, you're hearing parents call you up and go, you know, I'm just so grateful that you're teaching Jimmy how to read. And I'm sure if you're a police officer, people are just pulling you over going, you know, can I get you something? I'm just so grateful that you're keeping it safe. And I know that in churches, I'm sure everywhere, they're just filled with people full of gratitude.
Right.
You know, thanking the pastor to be able to, that keeps them under the teachings of Jesus and helps them. And I'm sure. What planet are you on? I haven't seen anything like that. I was like, we're the most blessed nation in the world in regards to substance and wealth. And it's like, but yet it just seems to be the most ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Jared goes down to, my son goes down to Haiti, you know, there's people in Haiti right now that have nothing that America has. Nothing. But yet they're happy. I mean, not everybody's happy, but I'm just saying that you can achieve gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
Even in a place where you don't have any of this stuff. So more stuff doesn't make you happy. How many children in America that are the most blessed children on the face of the earth? They're complaining because they don't have the next version of the iPhone versus you got an iPhone. You know, you have an iPad. You know, it's just amazing. It's like nothing. And it's like, wait a minute. Gratitude. That's a sign. If we lack gratitude, it's a sign that we failed to acknowledge God. If we're not grateful for what we presently have and what's happened in our life, we're taking credit for what we have and what's happened. We don't, you know, we're thinking like somebody owes me something. I mean, we have water that comes out of pipes that don't kill you. You know, we have cure for diseases that other nations come to get cured.
That's right.
We have police officers that patrol our streets that keep us safe at night so we could sleep at night. We have military, the most powerful force, you know, of that if they're loose to do their job, them is just powerful, you know, smart, intelligent, you know, military. And we're just blessed. We can preach and talk openly about God, even though many chose that, like that you can't. It's like, you can.
You can do this.
We have a constitution that says everybody here can be a part of choosing who's going to be our leaders, all the way from the presidency down to the local school board. I mean, think about it. What a country, right? But it's like, where's the gratitude?
Yeah. As you're talking about that, I'm thinking about even the most basic thing that we all need is food, right? We take for granted. It seems like the things we should be most grateful for, we just ignore. And I always think about this, my neighbor in New Jersey, his mother-in-law who came from Cuba, and the souvenir that she wanted to take back to Cuba was the inserts in the newspapers of the flyers regarding all the sale coupons of the different foods. She would go to all the supermarkets and
make it
marvel.
Look really good in those size ads.
Wow. Well, she would marvel at all the different types of foods that we have, all the different brands. I mean, how many cookies do you need? How many, you know, drinks? And how many? And you look at it, but we take it for granted. A simple drink.
It doesn't kill
you. It doesn't kill you, right?
Right. And you, I mean, think about it. You can stop off anywhere pretty much. A couple places you can't. But you can stop off and you can have a meal there. And it's going to be the same meal that you had 400 miles ago. And you don't have to go in there and bring out, you know, look it over real good to find out if it's got anything that's going to kill you in there.
Right.
Because we have things like the Food and Drug Administration and people looking over and inspection things
on
the restaurant
standards,
policies.
Right.
And, you know, you get sick, you can go to a pharmacy somewhere in the country that people that have been trained that are going to be there to educate you on what's going to happen with this medication, how it's going to help you out. I mean, penicillin, think about it. Prior to penicillin, you would die. Most people died around 30, 40 years old, you know, prior to that, because you get a cut, you just die.
Mm.
And it's like, but being grateful is not really an option, to tell you the truth, because you look at Romans chapter 1, he talks about it, and you can even put America here if you think about it. You say, for although they knew God, I mean, how many people in America claim to know God? I mean, they claim to know God, and in that they talk about him, and
mm-hmm.
Some people do read the Bible, and some people don't, you know, read the Bible, but yeah.
No.
Okay, and see, although they knew God, he says, they neither glorified him as God. In other words, he was like their fishing buddy, but he wasn't holy God.
No, the co-pilot.
He was, yeah, the co-pilot. I mean, there's a thousand different wrong analogies for God. And it says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. They weren't grateful to him. And so he's talking about what happens when we're no longer grateful. And the first thing you know about it, if you're going to be grateful to someone, you first have to acknowledge that person exists. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be grateful to God, you actually got to think about God. But if you're not even thinking about God, you're never going to be grateful to God.
Right.
If you don't even put him in the equation, that he's the one that allowed this nation to exist, and with all of its warts and problems and mistakes, it's been a blessed nation that it is, in a way, that if we turn back to God, that this thing can still make it.
Right.
And, but if we don't even, if we don't acknowledge him, we can't be grateful for him. So when you're starting to be grateful to God, what happens? You start pondering what he's done and who he is in your life. And the first thing you think about is, he gave his son for me.
Hmm.
I mean, of all the things that he, to prove his love for me, I'm just grateful that I have made Jesus Christ the Lord of my life and asked God to forgive me for my sins, past, present, and future. Lord God, and he brought me into the family. I mean, how can I ever not be grateful? I just want to spend the rest of my life in gratitude for that. You know, what can I do for the one that saved me where I was doomed for, you know, hell with his weeping and gnashing of teeth? It brought me into the family, made me an heir of his and a joint heir with his son, Jesus Christ. I'm like, come on, this is amazing. And then for those listeners and viewers that are in America, I mean, he allowed you to be in America. We can use this country to go to these other nations and bless them. We can use these good jobs and provision and know-how, and we can go to other countries like Haiti, for example. You know, Pat and I have been in talks with Live Hope and Learn, and we're excited about those things unfolding and being there for the children of Haiti, the hungry, the orphan. And we want to be able to participate. We're working on that right now. We're excited about that. But think what you can do. You can do so much more. You know, I think it was T.D. Jakes says, you know, I've been poor and I've been rich, you know, and it's like, you know, I prefer being rich.
Yeah.
And people say, well, I'm not rich. How ungrateful can you be? The poorest person in America is richer than 70-something percent of the entire population of the 7 billion people on the face of the earth. If you're in America, you're rich. You're rich. We're just never satisfied. We always think there's more. We're like, wait a minute, I got to start being grateful. This is what happens when we're not grateful, he says. He says, for although they knew God, this is Romans 1:21, although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. What happens is you end up on Prozac. You end up on these mind-altering drugs because your mind's driving you crazy. I mean, your thoughts are turning in on yourself. You can't shut your mind up. You got to have noise going. You got to have media going. Something's got to go because you have no peace. Your mind is just futile. You have people, you say, at the end of the day, they go, you know, I'm just worn out. And you're like, what did you do? And they go, I didn't do anything. It's like, how can you be worn out? You didn't do anything. Because their mind is just going 90 to nothing. And it's just like frying their mind. It's just futile thinking, useless thoughts that are going on. And then it says, then their hearts become dark. In other words, we get turned over to darkness. And so depression and all these things begin to happen. It's like, I wonder if I just start being grateful, really honestly, sincerely, looking tangibly at my life and what God has done, and being grateful that that'll bring me out of this depression.
Mm-hmm.
Just being grateful for the friends and the family and the job and where he has you, and that you can start again in America if it didn't go good. You can start again in God. God's God of second chances. And then he goes on and says, although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. They exchanged the glory of God, of the immortal God, for images made to look like him. And so God turns them over to their sinful desires to do what they ought not to do and turn them over to sexual impurity. I believe there's some people that are watching me right now that you just have been totally turned over to sexual impurity and the sinful desires of your heart. You just feel so dirty and you can't get yourself out of that. But I want to ask you something. It's going to blow your mind. Are you ungrateful? Have you ever thought about it? It's like, how can I be grateful? You can be grateful your way out of this thing. Because you got to be grateful to God, which means you have to acknowledge him. So now God's been acknowledged. You're being grateful. And as you begin to build your faith by looking at the things that God has done for you, it'll give you enough faith to begin to say, in the name of Jesus, I'm coming out of that. And the cross is going to bring the power of what Jesus did on the cross is going to give me the strength and the leadership by God's Spirit to bring me out. You can do that. Because the very thing of not being grateful is the reason why you probably got turned over to that. I mean, it's almost like discipline from a natural parent that says it's going to be rough to you till you have some gratitude around this house, right? Mm-hmm. Talking about gratitude, and you think about this. I mean, think about this, that, I mean, I the last 8 years I haven't been too grateful. I mean, I could have been a lot more grateful.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be as grateful as Chris. Right? And he's a lot more grateful today than he was about 30 days ago.
No, that's right.
And, but when your life's getting miserable, what's happening is you're not being grateful. And the reason why we're not being grateful is because we're not acknowledging God in our life in that moment. Because once you acknowledge God, you have nothing but gratitude.
That's
because
right.
You're seeing he's the one taking care of you. And so there was these guys there, they had a disease almost like you almost called it, Ebola, but it was leprosy. And the word of God talks about it in Luke chapter 17, but these, Jesus was traveling in between places, and these particular 10 men weren't in the city. They didn't allow these guys to go in the city because what they had was like Ebola in the context. They had to be quarantined and isolated because if somebody touched somebody with leprosy, they would catch leprosy. And leprosy is where your body parts fall off, And so these guys saw Jesus walking between two places that they could not be a part of. And they obviously knew that who he was. And so they began to call out to him from a distance. And they just said, Jesus, have mercy on us, right? And from a distance. And Jesus looks at them and he just says, go show yourselves to the priests. Go show yourselves to the priests. And you have to understand when Jesus says, go show yourself to the priest. It was probably the priest that told them, you cannot be in the city anymore. Because the word of God says, you're unclean. You can't be in the city. So you have to stay out there. And God went out there to meet these ones. And you got to be careful. You can lift your rules over a relationship. Yeah, it does say stone this woman, but God's not going to stone her. God's going to forgive her. Yeah. We have to understand how that works. And so the very religion that told them to go out there, Jesus had to leave that religion that was rejecting him so that he could tell these guys, you're going to be healed. But this is what he said, though. He says, go show yourself to the priest. So now they have to go with this thing that they were rejected by to a people who rejected them. He didn't say, listen, I'm going to heal you. Once you're healed, get yourself cleaned up, put on some good clothes, and swing down there to the priest. They still had leprosy. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. They didn't quite. How many people just questioned God? It's just like, do you know how much you're missing in God? And it's after a while, it gets very tiring when you start talking to people in their head all the time. They're going like, well, I think it's like, oh, are we still going to have leprosy? Anyway, so as they went, they were healed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As we obey God, what God wants to do in our life, you think we had issues. Now you should have seen this when God first said go. It was way worse.
Oh, yeah.
It was way worse. And we still have issues, but believe me, as we're going, we're seeing God do works in our life. That's amazing. Yeah. And so as they went, when they obeyed the voice of God, that's when what they desired to happen in their life would happen. And when they got to show the priest, they were totally healed. 10 of them. But one of them, they look at their body and they go, my goodness, I am so grateful. I am so grateful for this. Now, all of them were healed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful for this. He goes back there to Jesus and he tells him, he falls at his feet and begins to worship him. And he says, thank you. Thank you. I'm just grateful. And this is what God's going to say to all of us. And this is what he said to the one that came back that was grateful. Wasn't there 10 people that I did this for? Isn't there 10 people that God healed? Wasn't there an entire nation of 300 and something million people that lived there?
Mm-hmm.
Why is there only a handful that are grateful that they're in America? He said, where's the other nine? Most people go, well, God's going to be so caught up in this person with gratitude. So this person's really like icing, but everything's the cake and everybody's going to make it and everything's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. That's not what he said. He said, you know, where are the other nine? I mean, over and over again, when he gives us analogies, he gives us parables, he talks about the other nine, the ones who buried their talents, the ones who weren't found feeding the sheep when he returns. He talks about those folks, the ones who had weeds that were choked out or no roots and the heat took them away. I mean, he talks about all these things. And what he's saying is, how come these other nine weren't grateful? Because they didn't. And think about it, they had leprosy.
Mm.
And this is what he said to the individual who was grateful. He says that now you're going to be made whole. And this is what I really wanted to communicate to you, that yes, being ungrateful is probably the worst thing that we could do to God. And being grateful is the best thing we can do. Acknowledging him in our lives, seeing him. That's all he wants. He knows that we're frail human beings. He knows we have issues. That's why he gave his son. But are we grateful for what he's done? But when we're grateful, this half life that you've been living will finally be whole.
Hmm.
I mean, how many young people, how many teenagers that are just going like, I feel empty and I feel like something's missing, and they're grumbling and complaining and they're ungrateful for everything their parents do, everything their teacher does. And nobody's sat and it's like, you know why? You know why you feel, you're not whole? You don't feel whole. You're right. You don't feel whole. You do feel like something's missing. You're blaming your father. You're blaming your mother. You're blaming your teachers. You're blaming society. You're blaming your brother. You're blaming your sister. But this is why you're not whole, because you're not grateful. If you begin, and not because somebody told you to be grateful, you're thinking that your parents are telling you, you know, just, you need to be grateful around here. What they're saying is, you're hurting me. You're breaking my heart. I don't understand what's going on. I'm pouring out the best I can for you, and nothing satisfies you. And I try to introduce the Lord to you, and you're not even grateful to the Lord. If you'll understand this all came from God and start being grateful, you're going to feel whole. Your whole life's going to come back together again. Or you're going to go down this long prodigal trail to find out it's all empty. You're going to come back and you're going to do just like the prodigal son did that Jesus told us about. And you're going to say, you know, I tried it all and I still was empty. I tried to fill my life with the pigsties of this life, and they wouldn't even give me the corn that the pigs were eating. What I realized was, if I go back to where I was, to the Father's house, and just be grateful. And that's what he said. He said, I'd be grateful just to even be a servant in the Father's house. And that gratitude was so powerful that this is what God says that the Father does. He says, kill the fatted calf. My son that was dead, ungrateful, has returned. Let's throw a party. Let's have a great thing. Wow. Just being grateful. Yeah. And even you have to understand, this is being written to us. Some of these words are being written to us in prison. So it's not about our conditions or the country we're in. But if we can't be grateful in this blessing, what do you think it's going to be like? It's going to get worse. It's going to get way worse. God's going to turn us over to do things we shouldn't do. He's going to turn us over to the darkness and futile thinking. I mean, how much futile thinking is going on in America right now?
Hmm.
And people are trying to logically work our way out of it. It's not anything. It has nothing to do with logic. It has to do with saying, dear God, you exist. You created everything, including the universe. And you love us so much that you gave your son to die for us. And if I make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life and I follow him in gratitude for what you're doing in my life, honoring you with the first fruits of what you do in my life and being your disciple, my life's going to be good. And I, like this 10th leper that got healed, I'm going to be made whole in my life. I'm no longer going to walk around empty. That emptiness can be gone in your life and begin to say, you know what? I'm going to be grateful. Look around today and begin to make a list. You know what? I'm going to find three people and tell them three things that I'm grateful for. And I'm going to do that every day till I break out of this depression, this darkness, and this even sin that's got a hold of me, because God is good and he's able to forgive and he's able to set me free. I am grateful. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible.
Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.